Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, this or any game, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. And you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Monica Wright in Minneapolis.
Hey, Monica, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you do there in Minneapolis?
I'm a writer for a couple of newspapers and magazines.
So let's get to it.
Monica, I will do that.
Monica, welcome to the show. Carl Castle right now is going to put on his poet's hat and read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on just two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Absolutely.
Here is your first limerick.
I hate needles flung with an uncouth flick, but I want chi to flow for my youth kick. Let us use wooden pins that do not pierce my skin. I think this might work with a...
prick?
It could work. But it's a two-syllable answer. Two-syllable answer. Rhymes with uncouth flick.
Toothpick.
Toothpick. Yes. So let's say you'd really like to try acupuncture, but you're scared of needles piercing your skin. Turns out, toothpicks work just as well.
Wow.
Scientists split back pain sufferers into two groups and gave one group traditional acupuncture with the pins going through the skin. Another group just got poked with toothpicks. Just poked them a little. The same proportion of toothpick pokies reported relief, as did the acupuncture pin cushions. The scientists say they aren't sure whether the poking itself is the cure or whether it's psychological, but the improvement has inspired them to begin a new study into the controversial I'm not touching you therapeutic massage technique. Here is your next limerick.
When out of town, I have to roam. I pack more than toothbrush and comb. I bring a perfume called Eau de Mudroom. Then I'll be reminded of...
home?
Yes. Hotels may never feel like home, but thanks to a new company, they can now smell like it. According to a spokesman for laterooms.com, quote, we send an expert aroma designer around to their house who captures the different smells in their house, then goes away, copies it, and puts it in a spray can to be used whenever the customer wants. Sounds very nice, but our assumption, of course, is that most travelers want something that smells better than home. Otherwise, they wouldn't be traveling so much. Say, a combination of gourmet cooking, ocean breezes, and that nice scent that diamond necklaces have after Angelina Jolie takes them off to be more comfortable. All right, Monica, here is your last limerick.
They arrive in a pickup at dawn. The wallabies eat, then are gone. The marsupials rule, cause there's no noisy tools, as wallabies work on my...
lawn?
Lawn, yes, very good. Put away your John Deere. The hot item in lawn care today is lawn mowing wallabies. The pint-sized, kangaroo-like wallabies are so popular now in Britain that there's a waiting list for their services. And while sheep and goats could do as good a job, wallabies are cuter, they're more exotic, and they can handle a lawn faster than a mower ridden by death himself. The wallaby lawn care program is not flawless, however, as some owners report having to pull on the wallaby's tail as many as three or four times before it starts. Carl, how did Monica do in our quiz?
Monica was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. Monica, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Thank you, Monica.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Bye.